This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Afghanistan's presidential election is underway, and there has been violence in the wake of the Taliban warning to Afghan voters to stay home. AP correspondent Sarah Bassett has a report.
An upsurge in violence in the run-up to the elections following the collapse of U.S. Taliban talks to end America's longest war had already rattled Afghanistan. Yet many voters expressed frustration over government corruption and chaos at polling stations, such as incomplete voters' lists and unworkable biometric ID systems. Reports of violence emerged from southern Afghanistan, the former spiritual heartland of the Taliban. A bomb attack on a local mosque where a polling station was located wounded 15 people. Elections in Afghanistan are notoriously flawed. In the last presidential polls in 2014, allegations of widespread corruption were so massive that the United States intervened. No winner was declared, and the U.S. cobbled together a unity government. I'm Sarah Bassett.
The latest in the impeachment investigation of U.S. President Donald Trump. House Democrats have issued a document subpoena to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Pompeo has missed two earlier document deadlines. The Washington Post and the New York Times both report Mr. Trump's special representative for Ukraine has quit. Kurt Volker was named in the whistleblower complaint that the president pressured Ukraine's chief executive for help in an effort to tarnish the reputation of Democratic presidential hopeful Joe Biden. And Mr. Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, told Sky News that along with his client, he had done nothing wrong.
What I did is perfectly lawful, perfectly legal. I find it completely extraordinary that you're spending all this time asking me about what I did. All this time should be spent on the pay-for-play scheme that Biden set up, in which he made millions and millions of dollars.
To stay up to date on all the day's news, you can always go to our website, voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News.